Hi, I'm Dr. Pam Peek, and welcome to episode 37 of Her, the podcast all about women, where we share the naked truth about, her mind, her body, and her life. What else? Listen, today we are going to have a blast talking about, blended foods. Yeah, you heard me right. It's going to be a gas. But before we hop into that, let's make sure you know that this episode of Her is made possible by our wonderful friends at Smarty Pants Women's Complete Vitamins. They're delicious once-a-day gummies that contain the complete vitamin, mineral, folate, and omega mix customized for women. Trust me, you won't forget to take them because they taste so great. To learn more, please go to SmartyPantsVitamins.com. And just a quick reminder to hop on over to iTunes after this episode to rate the podcast and review us well. Please, I read these things. I love your feedback and your input and your wit too. All those jokes I remember. So please make sure to give us a rate and a review. All right, it's time for Her.
Her, the podcast.
The naked truth about women.
Her mind, her body, her life. It's all about her.
Oh, we're going to be talking about blended foods and with none other than Missy Chase Lapine. She is the author of Sneaky Blends, Supercharge Your Health with 100 Recipes Using the Power of Purees. Now, Missy is best known for her game-changing Sneaky Chef series of books, including her New York Times bestseller, The Sneaky Chef, Simple Strategies for Hiding Healthy Foods in Kids' Favorite Meals. That was a brilliant book, by the way. Love it, love it, love it. The Sneaky Chef has transformed the way America feeds its families, following her unique method of using blends to make every meal more nutritious. Now, in addition to her 7 books, Missy is also the founder of Sneaky Chef Foods, a company committed to developing products that improve children's health, including Sneaky Chef No Nut Butter. I've heard about this one. Love it, love it. And pasta sauces made with 8 hidden veggies. It's all stealth. I know it is. So, Missy, welcome to the Her podcast.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Peek. I really appreciate being with you today.
All right. Now, I've got your book, which, by the way, is just the best. It's become my new little Bible here on all things blend. Would you please tell everyone what a blend is? Because I'm sure they're out there saying, what? I juice.
I know.
I know you've heard that one. All right.
You know,
go ahead.
There's a little bit already a misconception because blends, people think it's a liquid, a drink. It's not. So a blend, quite simply, is a puree. And it's a modern puree that I've coined the term blend for. But imagine hummus. We all know hummus. The consistency of hummus, you eat it as a dip or a spread or with a spoon. It's thick. It's not like a drink or a soup. That's what you have. That's what a blend is. But I've done it with superfoods. So it's incredibly nutritious, it's concentrated, and you can both eat it straight up or you can cook with it, and it will change your life. These are 15 different blends.
Give us some examples. Give us some examples of what you love, like your base blends.
Let's just say Thanksgiving,
like
right? So let's say Thanksgiving time. A perfect blend in Sneaky Blends in my book is like carrot sweet potato. Now, you can eat that straight up with a little bit of cinnamon, sea salt, and maple syrup. It is phenomenally delicious on its own. But if you don't add the cinnamon and you don't add the maple syrup, carrot sweet potato blend, which looks and kind of looks like the consistency of hummus, you can mix it into your family's pasta sauce. You can mix it into the kids' mac and cheese or your own mac and cheese. You can thicken any soup with it. You can put it in your smoothie. There's 100 different ways to use that particular blend and like 15 others in the book. So does that make sense? Does that give you a real-life example of what a blend is and perhaps how to use it?
Well, I love it because a lot of this also begins, I hope, to save the little, you know, to save us all from ourselves as we strive to get, you know, five vegetables, five fruits, and, you know, right down that list. And the grand majority of people don't even come close to that. Yet they can do something as simple as that, right?
That's right. And, I mean, I think, you know, 90% of us, even as adults, are not hitting the mark for fruits and veggies per day. I think all of us would say, you know, we want to eat really well, we want to eat healthy, but we don't want to give up our favorite foods. How can I have both? And that's what I try to do. I try to give people back their favorite comfort foods, magically made healthier. And if you can do that easily, you've kind of let health sneak up on you.
All right. Now, talk to us about what this reboot is all about. Right?
Right.
So
yeah, so the beginning
of... describe that.
Well, it's like unplugging your computer and then starting over. I mean, a great example is if you just find yourself, you're a little sluggish, you're not eating the foods you want to, you're in a rut, you know, you're finding every day you wake up with good intentions and you get derailed, you just feel like you need to pull the plug and start over. It's like a mini vacation for your body. And so the reboot in Sneaky Blends is using the blends in a way that I've made very simple. And just to, we've talked about detox. You know, you wrote the chapter on detox in my book. You know, you have a brilliant description of it. Our body does do a good job of detoxing, but sometimes it needs a little help. Cut out all the crap for a couple of days or even one day. And the blends are super easy to digest, because they're already pureed. So your body has a very easy time with them, as part of the digestive process is kind of in your mouth, you puree foods, right? So this is almost like having baby food for a couple of days. It's an amazing reset for your body. You just end up eating healthier after that. You feel better, and you don't really want to pollute your body after you've done blends for a couple of days and you feel so good. Then you don't want to go eat, you know, maybe pizza and ice cream, at least unless you're making it the sneaky way, which I can talk about later.
No, I want to hear right now. Now, you see, you can't say that to the Her podcast audience, because we're all going to say, wait a minute, sneaky. Okay. So
you
want to
hear
just,
an ice cream?
You know,
let's just talk ice cream. Forget everything else. If you learn one thing from this podcast, it's about ice cream. I mean, I'm an ice cream fanatic. I probably would eat it for breakfast, and I do sometimes, but not the traditional ice cream. So here's like a mint chocolate chip ice cream, which, you know, we all love. My kids, I mean, they're going and buying it, you know, in the tub, and it's not exactly the way I make it. So let's start with mint chocolate chip ice cream. You don't need anything fancy. You need your blender or little food processor. You take frozen bananas, which I keep in my freezer all the time. Make sure to peel your bananas so you don't have to struggle with them. Peel them, chop them, freeze them. That becomes the base for your mint chocolate chip ice cream. Then you're going to add a little bit of avocado for that creaminess. You're going to add baby spinach. Can you imagine? For the color. Now, baby spinach has almost no flavor, so it's not like weird. It doesn't taste weird. Now you've got a green, creamy, delicious, little bit of honey or maple syrup or sweetener. And what else do I put in there? Some chocolate chips, dark chocolate, one of the best, you know, antioxidant-rich foods, or the cocoa nibs people use now, which can be a little bitter, but they're amazing for you. And you've got yourself a soft-serve mint chocolate chip ice cream. You can eat it right out of your blender or put it in the freezer for later. And, you know, what's in there? But nothing but superfoods. And it takes about 5 minutes to make.
Absolutely love it. I totally, absolutely love it.
That's what I do in my sneaky kitchen all day long. You know, I've written all these books to come up with really clever ways to help people have their favorite foods and feel great about them mentally and physically.
Yeah, absolutely. I see, you know, I wanted to make sure that everyone out there, of course, knows that I contributed to this lovely book on page 23 in What is Detoxing Anyway? And we've been talking about that. And that is, you know, the human body And this is especially important, given the science on the microbiome right now, which I'll describe. The human body really needs to be filled with exceptionally important phytonutrients. And what's really great is that we have a new understanding of what's going on in the belly. A microbiome has 100 trillion friendly bacteria. They're all waving at you right now. You hear them in there cheering for you. And when you gift that large bacterial population with whole food nutrients in this wonderful way, nothing but good happens here. You decrease inflammation throughout the rest of the body. You're able to maintain the integrity of these busy bacteria as they continue their work metabolizing everything from fat to cholesterol down there and glucose. At the same time. So that's why trying to find all kinds of creative ways that are delicious and easy to make to get those vegetables and nutrients and delicious superfoods on board is so important. That's why Sneaky Blends is very, very important. Plus, you know, when you look at the pictures in this book, and Missy, I just love the fact that blends look so beautiful, you know?
Well, we do eat with our eyes, you know? Right? We eat with our eyes.
Yeah.
And we want to feel great. You know, if someone just hands you like a bowl of steamed cauliflower, I mean, I'm not that excited about it, frankly. I need to just take an extra second maybe to throw that cauliflower in the blender or in my little food processor. And in 5 seconds, I transform that, what looks like, my kids call it a brain. Like, oh, we're having brains for dinner. Like, this cauliflower, right, that smells weird and looks weird, all of a sudden becomes just a white, innocuous kind of puree, like a white ingredient. And you can mix that puree of cauliflower, which is one of my blends in the book. I mean, that thing can mix into anything you make. My husband's chili, my kids' pizza sauce, you know, anything, muffins, pancakes, you name it. You're going to mix that little bit of puree in, and your body, as you said, like the microbiome, your body just thanks you and knows what's coming in. And you don't have to torture yourself to eat a head of cauliflower. Just take a cup of my blend, pick a color a week. So like this week, we'll say orange, next week, purple. And just keep a beautiful jar of blend in your fridge, and then you just take a scoop here and there. And I have all ways laid out in the book, simple ways to add a little bit here and a little bit there, but those little bits add up. And blends are super concentrated, so you don't need a lot. You don't have to eat a huge vat of vegetables that are hard to chew through and can be hard on the belly. Blends are concentrated. They're sort of pre-digested in a way. That sounds kind of strange, but they are, because they're pureed. They're easy on the system. They're delicious, and they're just easy to mix into everything. So much easier than steaming that whole head of cauliflower and then just trying to munch your way through it. Just blend it up and mix it into everything you make. It's
now, at the same time, we do need our fiber. And so, you know, obviously what you have said throughout the book is that you can integrate and incorporate the blends into the vegetables and other things that you have. And one of the things I have personally found is that when you do that, blends, as you know, as people out there in her podcast land may know, have a consistency and a taste of something very, the texture is a soft, very palatable, very tasty, very inviting, and sneaky texture, because it makes you feel like you're almost having fat. You know, because fat oftentimes tastes that way. It's got that soft, you know, that buttery kind of whatever. At the same time, I smiled when you said cauliflower, because one of my most favorite purees is cauliflower. People have no idea what the heck it is. You know, it just tastes so good. And it's
amazing.
Almost like I'm adding cream. It's like I'm adding cream. It tastes
very
creamy.
I made for Thanksgiving a crab and artichoke dip. that normally would have a ridiculous amount of saturated fat and calories. I mean, you just would not want to eat it on a good day. And mine has 45 calories and like 1 or 2 grams of fat because of the cauliflower puree, which replaces all the cream. I use it to thicken soups. You know, I mean, creamy tomato basil soup. I make a crunchy kale crust pizza with it. There's just so many ways. I mean, that and zucchini. Right? Zucchini spirals is all the rage, but if you want to make a nice sauce for that, you can have what looks like spaghetti and cream sauce, and yet you're using all veggies in very innovative ways and simple ways. And that's really the key, right? None of us is going to stand in the kitchen and chop and work so hard. I mean, pureeing is the easiest thing you can do in the kitchen. I'm all about
what do you use? What kind of machinery do you use?
That's a great question. I'm trying to innovate my own blender that also steams, and that's been a challenge, but I'm working on it. But until then, I either use the little food processor, like a 3-cup one, a 3 or 5-cup one. It's small. I don't have to, you know, I leave it on the counter all the time. The key with blends is you don't want to add too much liquid. So if you add too much liquid, you get a soup. So the least liquid possible to make your puree become a puree. I use my Vitamix where it has the food pusher, and then you don't need a lot of liquid because if you use just a straight on a regular blender, you need more liquid because it won't make the solid, you know, steamed vegetables or fruits, it won't make them go until you add a lot of liquid. So that doesn't work so well. So I'm saying like a mini food processor or even a Ninja or like a Vitamix or something like that. Anything where you don't need a lot of liquid.
Wow. And let's just say, for instance, we're going to do a very simple blend, something that you love to do. Just tell us verbally what you would do. Just pick up one that you just absolutely use all the time and tell us roughly what you do from start to finish and how long it usually takes.
Okay, well, this one I've actually timed. 1 minute and 52 seconds. I can take a can of white beans, the kind you find in your local market for 50 cents. I'm talking, you know, they call them cannellini beans or white kidney beans, any white bean or a butter bean. You take the can and you open the can with your can opener and you rinse them. You do want to rinse them. Now you're into this project for, 30 seconds? So you've opened your can and you rinsed it. That's the hard part. You throw those white beans in your blender or your food processor. You add just enough water to make them puree up. You don't want to see whole beans anymore. You want to see what looks like hummus, but it's white beans. You haven't added anything that gives it any kind of spicy flavor. So it's now a bland white bean puree that you can use as a mayonnaise substitute in your tuna fish, as a cream substitute in your soups. You can use it as a butter substitute in your cookies. You can bake with it. You can put it in the pasta sauce. And, you know, those white beans are life-changing. And you, as you said so brilliantly in my book, the fiber acts like that taxi that goes around your body and removes bad things. I love that analogy. But that simple white bean blend, you can add a little olive oil and rosemary and give it to your husband with crackers when he comes home from work or whatever. You know, have it for yourself. That's what they call in Tuscany, you know, white bean butter. I love that.
Oh, I love that. This wonderful recipe is on page 41. I have it right in front of me because it just so happens to be one that I've dog-eared because I love it so much.
And it's so simple. And I mean it. Like, you might be able to do it in 1:30. I haven't gotten it down to less than 1:52, but who doesn't have 1:52 to devote to their health? Under two minutes, you've made a blend.
Well, I bet every vegetarian out there is sort of going, yeah, man, yeah, you know, she's for us. And at the same time, you know, in a lot of the work we're doing out there, certainly in the work that I've written about with addictive eating and the rest of it, we're always looking for ways to switch out. right? Mm-hmm. We want to be able to switch out the refined process crap out there, for lack of a better term, and that's the kindest word I can come up with, for a whole food something that doesn't make you feel like you're drowning in steamed asparagus. You know, it's you want to be able to have something that's got that creamy texture that gives you that feeling that, in addition to, of course, your wonderful steamed asparagus and all the rest of it, you're getting something really special. Because when you go to a restaurant and you in or maybe you go to someone's house or whatever, you could see the vegetables, but oftentimes they're just drowned under, you know, whatever, some kind of a really heavy sauce that makes you feel awful, versus taking something like this, which is so vegetable based, and also fruit based too, and realizing A, it tastes phenomenal. B, it augmented and supported the, you know, the main dish that you were having or the side dish. And C, you got a chance to be able to realize, yes, there is life after, you know, pitching the refined and processed junk. So that being said, take us to what a base blend is. What's a base blend? Because I'll tell you, my favorite one, I'm just saying, is the beet base blend. I love beets. They're so good, especially for physical activity recovery.
Those are tough to work with. Beets are one of my my challenges. But a base blend is a puree of vegetables and or fruit and or beans, right, where I've mixed. I have 15 base blends that don't have a lot of any real flavor added. You haven't added garlic or salt or spice because we want it to be neutral in flavor. We want it to be bland enough to kind of go, you know, savory or sweet, mixed into a lot of different formats. So if you have a base blend and you just add a little bit of your favorite spice or olive oil, then all of a sudden you can eat it straight up. But if you want to mix it into your chocolate chip cookies or your morning pancakes, or I always go toward the sweet, or, you know, as I said, your chili or your pasta sauce or whatever, then you kind of want to let it work with the dish you're mixing it into. So I kept it fairly bland and neutral tasting. Does that well, kind of describe what a base blend is? And then with
Well, to give you guys out there in her podcast land a little idea of what this is, how about blueberry baby spinach base blend? Woohoo! And then mixed berry baby kale base blend. I see how you've just put this all together here. Here's one that's a black bean, blueberry baby kale base blend for the trifecta. and what I also like is you have the nutrition facts for each one of these. So, for instance, in the black bean, which obviously has, you know, this is a legume, so it's got more protein bounds to it, blueberry and baby kale base blend, right, per half cup, it's about 120 calories, got almost no fat in it, about a gram of fat. It's got almost no sodium in it. It's just basically what's in, you know, the foods themselves. The carbs that you have are excellent carbs because these are fiber-rich carbs and they're natural. And you have 7 grams of protein. Did you hear that out there, girlfriend?
That's
7 grams.
That's as much as an
egg.
I mean, that's like a burger. You don't need the animal protein necessarily. I mean, it's amazing how much you can get out of these foods. But I like the black bean, blueberry, baby kale one for two reasons. One, it doesn't require any cooking, right? So you open your can of beans, rinse them off, you rip open a bag of frozen blueberries, which, I mean, I've never used fresh blueberries in this. I always use frozen because they're cheaper, they're available year-round, and they just, you know, they're wetter and they work really well in this blend. And who wants to waste a perfect blueberry in season that you could be eating out of your hand? So just go with the frozen blueberries. And baby kale we can find in every market today, already pre-washed. And baby is great. Baby veggies are less bitter. So I'm big on baby. And baby anything.
Oh, good.
Right? Love.
Well,
love,
you know,
love that.
One of my favorite chapters of all, of course, is the blends recipes. I'm just sitting here, and you know, the pictures alone, I don't know who the photographer was. He gets an A+, or she gets an A+.
Yeah.
But, you know, what I really like is, You know, there's one particular place in this chapter where you have a beautiful graph, basically, sort of, and it says the dish, the name of the dish. Then right next to it is another column that says the base blend that was used, right? Mm-hmm. And I love looking at that and coming up with all kinds of interesting ways to be able to make my own eating and my menus more colorful, tasty, because there are some combos here I didn't think about. I mean, who would have thought about a broccoli pea spinach base blend? I mean, you know,
peas are another frozen food I love. Baby peas. Oh my gosh, I could eat those. I mean, that's like the most convenient health food there is. And you know, get them organic, yeah. You won the lottery. But when you puree up peas, you can use them in so many ways. Like people freak out that they can have more guacamole for less fat. They can have more pesto sauce and half the fat. These baby peas work brilliantly in all kinds of dishes. You know, I mean, my husband won't touch peas. He just has a thing about, from childhood about peas. He eats peas every day now. He doesn't even care. He's like, okay, just don't tell me. Just give it to me. You know, give me my pesto sauce on my pasta. I'm happy. I don't care. You know, just don't tell me there are peas in here, please. I love to trick myself, because if I think I'm eating bad, I want to be bad. You know, we all sort of want to be bad, but we don't really. We don't want the consequences of eating badly. But we do have an inner bad, a little bit of an inner, I have an inner bad girl. Like, I want to eat bad. I want to eat badly. I want to eat junk because it tastes so good. Mm-hmm. Well, that's where I'm going with this book. It's like, let me have what tastes like not so good. You know, okay, it tastes amazing, but we think it's bad for us.
I know. I love it. Well, you know, and then you have a whole section here on some of my more favorite things, and these are the shakes, and they just look absolutely amazing. The creamy pumpkin, mixed berry kale. You know, speaking of that, you know, I love the fact that there's just so many different things that you can do. And what I also thought was very smart in the book is under the blends, you have, you know, the blends recipes I've talked about with it, the meals and the snacks and this and that. And then you've got something called Wake, and that's satisfying, you know, morning meals and super fast, out the door, let me out of here, you know, a grab and go kind of solutions, which is just practical. The plate section on that are the main courses and the lighter lunches, the nibbles, which are the dips, spreads, and portable snacks. Lord knows we need that, and please stay away from those damn energy bars out there. And then the sip, which are the smoothies and the nourishing drinks. And then you also have, and we want to thank you, you have indulge, which is the sweet bites.
And
I saw plenty of those. Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
That's amazing if you can make them taste good and still be made with real food. I mean, not junk, not empty calories. Dessert can become a mini meal in a way. And you just feel so good, like sweet potato donuts. I mean, they were inspired on a trip to Portland, Maine, where I had the heaviest potato donut of my life. I think the thing weighed about 2 pounds. I felt so sick after I ate it that I went home and vowed to make a potato donut that I felt great after eating and was so delicious. And I think that's my favorite recipe in the book. Sweet potato donut bites. They're phenomenal. And they're so simple.
Oh my God.
So simple. Donuts don't have to be fried. You know, they can be just baked and have all real superfood ingredients. And no
sugar.
Oh,
I love
it. No sugar, no butter.
Well, there was one that just caught my eye. It was the puree brulee.
Who doesn't want creme brulee, right?
I know, totally. And I'm just saying, so in this book, this wonderful book that I have in my hot little hands here by Missy Chase Lapine is Sneaky Blends. And it's got almost 100 gluten-free, 90 vegetarian, and 32 low-carb recipes that where you can really sneak those healthy ingredients into your life in a way that is so palatable. It's creamy, wonderful. You will never look at a steamed asparagus again the same way. When you're able to put, you know, some creamy, wonderful base blend on it too, as you put it all together and really be able to achieve that mission impossible, the holy grail, yeah, getting in your vegetables and fruits every day, which really seems to be like ridiculously, you know, hard. So Missy, one last word of wisdom for everyone out there in her podcast land.
Well, happy to help anybody with any challenge. If you have a favorite recipe or you know, grandma's bolognese or whatever, just come to thestinkychef.com. You can press a button and I'll answer personally. That's my favorite part of the job. If you want to call this a job, a passion, is to connect with my readers directly, answer their questions, try to play with the foods that you love. Say, well, what could I swap out here? How would a blend fit in here? And you'll get the hang of it, but I've done the work for you so I can help you get started. And that's what I love to do. And you know, lots of free recipes and all that fun stuff at thesneakychef.com. But we need to let health sneak up on us. And that's kind of my motto, which is it's so easy and so delicious, you don't even know you're eating healthy.
Oh my gosh, I love that. And on that wonderful note, thank you, thank you, thank you,
well,
Missy
thank you.
Chase Lapine. The book is Sneaky Blend, Supercharge Your Health with 100 Recipes Using the Power of Purees. Oh boy, run out, grab that little Hummer. Makes a great gift too, not just for yourself, but for a whole lot of other folk. Thanks, Missy. Hey,
well,
everyone
thanks,
out
Dr.
there,
P.
Remember to catch every episode of Her. Just hit subscribe on iTunes or on our show page at RadioMD.com. And please take 30 seconds and rate this podcast on iTunes so we can attract even more people just like you to the show. And that happens when you take time to rate it and leave us a review because I read those. That's right. I read every single one of those. So bring it on. Hey, I'm Dr. Pam Peek. Follow me on Twitter at PamPeekMD. You can also check out our Her Show page at RadioMD.com for all of our past episodes. Thanks for listening and stay well.